flooding across parts of the South as well as portions of the Midwest. Threatening communities already heavily damaged by days of heavy rains and storms blamed for at least 18 deaths. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 909 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 219 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Dundalk Heritage Fair has ended after celebrating the 4th of July for 49 years. The Heritage Association of Dundalk says the fair attracted up to 20,000 people in its heyday with music, food, arts, and crafts, but over the last decade, support has dwindled. Organizers say there are fewer volunteers and patrons from the community, lower revenues due to 4 years of poor weather, and unsuccessful efforts to find new sponsors because of economic uncertainty. The organization's board of directors is working with local community groups to continue the Dundalk Heritage Independent 6K and the Dundalk 4th of July fireworks. And no injuries have been reported after a weekend boat fire at Henderson's Wharf in Fells Point. Baltimore firefighters responded to the scene and quickly doused the fire before it could spread to other vessels or the inn at Henderson's Wharf. There's no word yet on what caused the fire. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's woes continued yesterday in Kansas City as a first-inning miscue by Jorge Mateo started a three-run rally off Kate Povich, and the Royals made it stand. 4-1 was their win over Baltimore, birds dropping their second straight series. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde on the first week and a half.
Up and down. I mean, it's only 10 games. We've had definitely opportunities to win some of the games that we've lost, so that's frustrating. Today's frustrating. First game of the series here was frustrating. We can play a lot better baseball.
Orioles in Arizona tonight for a 9:40 first pitch with the Diamondbacks. Zach Eflin takes the hill. Birds scheduled to miss Corbin Burns, by the way, in this series, who pitched yesterday and took the loss 5-4 to the Nats. Meanwhile, Alex Ovechkin is the new king of hockey.
Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Joe B with the call on Monumental, goal number 895 for the grade 8. But it's going to take a minute to process.
I'm probably going to need a couple more days, so maybe a couple weeks to realize what does it mean to be number one.
Wayne Gretzky was in attendance, and so was Nicklas Backstrom, Ovi's line mate, his teammate for 17 years. And finally, the Blast season ended last night in the MASL playoffs. A semifinal loss to the Sockers, 11-3 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, a slow start for Gunner. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
This does not feel like April. It's a chilly, damp day. Showers off and on. 50 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, the sun is back. Breezy and still cool, 50. Wednesday, slightly warmer, 54 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio, 680 WCBM.
Currently 45 degrees in Dundalk, 41 in Owings Mills, and 41 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday to all of you. Yes, I'm back from vacation. Had a great time. And thank you to Andrew Langer and Pat McDonough for filling in. As always, they did a great job. Before the break, we were talking about illegal immigration. We are going to get into the budget here in just a second. We're going to take a step back because I do have some text messages and I do have a caller here that wants to weigh in on illegal immigration. But if you haven't checked out the question of the day yet at WCBM.com, go ahead and check it out. The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And that is, do you think the Maryland Democrats will pass the $1.6 billion tax and fee increase package today? Yes or no. So just go to WCBM.com and let your voice be heard. And then we will look at some of those results here in just a minute. As I mentioned, we were talking about illegal immigration. Callers did mention how the Rachel Warren trial is taking place right now in Harford County. In case you missed it, both daughters actually took the stand and testified on Friday. I can't imagine what those kids are going through. Remember, Rachel has five children that no longer have a mother. I also saw some of the video clips as her family was going into the courthouse. Even the boyfriend, who was initially accused on social media of having something to do with her death, I saw a clip of him leaving the courthouse, and I felt so bad for him because people were just jumping to conclusions left and right. And it was absolutely awful. It was absolutely awful. Come to find out, he had nothing to do with it. His heart was just as broken as everyone else's. And so I'm glad to see that he showed up to court as well to listen in and obviously to be there to support her daughters as they testified on the stand. Such a sad situation. And that's why we were talking about how it's perplexing for me to understand where anybody, you know, some of these progressives, where they're coming from as supporting some of these criminally charged illegal immigrants. I don't understand how you could, you know, want to give any of these individuals leniency in any way, shape, or form. There are five children right now that are motherless because their mother wanted to stay healthy, to be in their lives as long as possible. So she was taking care of her health by exercising in the morning. How on earth do you go against something like that? It could have happened to anyone. I did think for a second here. I was wondering, what if Rachel Warren was black? I was thinking about this. What if Rachel was black and you had five children that now did not have a mother and they are black? And say they were Baltimore City residents and this played out in Baltimore. I do wonder if the reaction here, which is basically no reaction from the Democrats here in Maryland, I wonder if it would be the same. Because where would they lean at that point, right? Because they're like all Black Lives Matter, right? But then at the same time, they're, you know, for illegal immigration. So where would they sit on that? And this is where, and I think we've had this discussion on the show plenty of times, where I feel as though if you can't do this across the board, then it's something that you shouldn't do, right? It's something that you shouldn't do. And if Rachel was black, I would think that they would not take the stance in supporting criminally charged illegal immigrants. But yet, I don't know. I don't know, right? That's a hypothetical. We can't actually answer that. But at the same time, I wish they would think about all of these things through. If you are somebody that looks at all of these crimes through a racial lens, which you should not, but let's be honest, there's many people that do that in this country. And so all I'm asking is for you to now just imagine if Rachel Morin was black and you now have five black children without a mother. Would it be the same? Would they then still, you know, in my view, they ignore the Rachel Morin case altogether. They definitely ignored the Kayla Hamilton case. Right? I mean, when have you heard any progressives talking about either one of those cases? You haven't. You haven't. I've heard more about this guy that was supposedly deported to El Salvador, even though he was not supposed to be because of some tattoos that he had. And it was very unfortunate, and it's something that should have never happened, being deported when you weren't supposed to be deported, but it did happen. Apparently, they are trying to rectify the situation. But that has so much news coverage. Since I was on vacation, I heard about that guy like at least four or five times. I have yet to hear the media really mention, unless it's, you know, right-wing media, but I have yet to hear the mainstream media mention Rachel Morin. They're not mentioning her case that's happening right now in Harford County. It's just, you know, it's a two-way street and these double standards. That's what kills me on this. I got Mark in Kingsville. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, good. You want to weigh in on illegal immigration?
Yeah, actually, I did want to. I wanted to talk about, as far as immigration, nobody ever talks about the thousands of people that are waiting to come into the country legally, and they've spent thousands of dollars. They've learned our language. They want to become citizens, and they want to be here legally. Now, they're doing all this stuff for the illegals and everything, right? And I grant you, I'm not with it at all. But the thing is, there's some people that are waiting to come here the right way. And I think they ought to try to help them move things along a little bit faster for them, because they're already investing money by trying to get their citizenship. You got people that are already here waiting for them to come in so they can become citizens. So who's going to speak for those people? I haven't heard anybody say anything about that, and I think it's kind of a shame.
Yeah, no, Mark, you're absolutely correct in that. And those individuals, like you mentioned, will be contributing members of society, whereas those others will most likely be dependents, at least for a few years. But you're right, Mark. It seems that no one cares about those individuals as well. Thank you so much for bringing up that great point. I appreciate you.
Thank you. No problem. Have a good one.
You too. You too. I've got Tom in Catonsville. Tom, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's true. Not every illegal alien is a bad person. But the question is, how many illegal alien gang members living next door does it take to ruin your day? You know,
it's
the problem is, you might not know they're a gang member. They come out, they're making noise, you give them a dirty look, and they kill you because you disrespected them. You know, that happens. That has happened. And here's another point that we overlook a lot. We pay our government a lot of money, enough money that our immigration system should be run like a top. It's not broken. It's being ignored. I mean, for instance, if you don't even try to vet them and you even ignore the tattoos that are gang-related tattoos coming in, you're asking for trouble. But we find out now, after 4 years of Biden, these people weren't just wandering in. We were escorting them in. There was a force in our country bringing in armies of gang members into our country. I think they were trying to turn our country into some kind of cartel-controlled criminal country like we see down in Mexico and other South and Central American countries. I think that's something that's being overlooked. It was very intentional. But there are other ways these people affect us. When they come in, we find they're dumped on Medicaid and Social Security. They go in and they're a drain on the local school systems. They're competing for the housing that we need, which we already know we have a housing shortage, but they're competing for that same housing. They're competing for resources like energy and food. We already know we don't have enough electricity. If you double the population and you don't double the energy supply, you're going to have problems. They fill up emergency rooms. So it's not just being afraid of them. They affect your life negatively. There's crime, there's drugs, there's violence. And, you know, you kind of have to love yourself and love your country enough to defend it and say, no, I'm not putting up with this anymore. It's not necessary. And then they talk about, like, the woman who was killed on the trail. Just a quick footnote about that. Now's not the time for anybody to be going on trails alone, man or woman. Not only are there evil people out there that can do things to you, they're wild animals. There are coyotes in every county in Maryland. There are bears in the Baltimore metro area that have been seen. It's not safe to go alone. People need to be smarter, and they need to connect the dots, do a lot better job, because we're not doing it.
Yeah, Tom, that's great advice. I appreciate you calling in. Hope you have a great week. Thank you so much. That is great advice. I will say, I used to jog in the morning outside. I no longer do. And is it just the Rachel Warren case? No, not just that case. I've noticed, obviously, a change in my neighborhood in Middle River. I mean, we don't have to get into it. I've talked about it how many times. I talk about it all the time. And it's unfortunate, but things do happen, at 5 a.m., unfortunately. And so, yes, I no longer run in the mornings. And I wait until I get off of work, and then I run at the gym, which, in my view, I actually don't run as long because I'm a little more tired at that time. And so, yeah, it takes a toll on your everyday life. And for me, working out is important. As you guys know, I struggle with high blood pressure and things like that. And so I've got to work out. And so it does. It affects your life. And you should not have to be worried about jogging around your neighborhood, especially, in a neighborhood that used to be so nice, because that's why we spent so much money to be there. And now they've taken it down the drain. It's unfortunate, but it's true. And so why are they, allowing so many obstacles for those constituents that vote for them or even donate to their campaigns? I've got Lori in Dundalk. Lori, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi. Boy, that man was really good. I got to admit, I enjoyed listening to him.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I'm glad you're back, and I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Thank you.
I was taught, I kind of got a little bit of a butt busting because your gentleman was trying to figure out how I'm doing, connecting the two. I definitely, as a woman, realize I can't do. I used to go running around Patterson Park all by myself years ago, and I wouldn't probably run anywhere now all by myself. I would probably do like you. Indoor only. I mean, if this poor woman, you're being taken away. This is our country. We're being scraped every day more and more of things that we cannot do, things we have to do. And yet, you got these lousy people that have taken people's lives and they get to have exercise. I mean, I worked in a jail. You get to do, weights and all. Oh, yeah, help them build up more so they get more muscles so when they get out, they're stronger than ever. They got rights. Well, we have rights. And if you stomp on our rights first, then you shouldn't be able to get all this luxury stuff. You shouldn't get houses, nicer houses than people can afford when you get out on Section 8. And that's just, this country needs to think about it. USA first. USA first. Thanks.
Yeah.
Have a great one.
You too, Lori. Thank you so much. And remember, Lori was in law enforcement. Again, Lori, thank you for your service. And I love the fact that many, whether you are currently in law enforcement or formerly, I appreciate many of you weighing in on this because, times are different and things are obviously a lot more dangerous in this country, and especially here in the state of Maryland. Obviously, I got some more people that want to weigh in on this on the line. I've also got some text coming in as well. We will talk a little bit more about illegal immigration, and then we will get into the budget, $1.6 billion being added in taxes and fees. Real quick, Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together, if you haven't heard, to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. You see, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it is about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, I want you to look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. You've got free area towing and financing available. All you have to do is call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700, or you can even go to JJT Jim-Online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, well, that's the best team in Baltimore.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Why have we not been able to be great? Why have we let these cities fall into decay? Well, because they've been run by Democrats, and then the people in charge of our country have stolen trillions of our dollars and enriched their cronies. Well, you could have taken care of all the homeless people in this country. You could have taken care of all these ills. There's no reason why we should have cities lying in decay like this. It has been utterly, utterly ridiculous.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're wrapping up this conversation on illegal immigration. Happy signing day to all those that observe. They're going to make some decisions there in Annapolis today on what they're going to do in regards to whether or not ICE works closely with law enforcement, even when going into places like churches, schools, and things where you don't want these criminally charged illegal immigrants. And again, my question to you earlier was, you know, do you fear those that are here illegally? I know I give my opinion on it a lot, and some of you might agree, but some of you might not fear those that are here illegally, and I don't want to speak for you. So many have been weighing in, and I appreciate that. I've got Mike in Pikesville. Mike, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. I mean, I would not be friendly with Democrats if I was you, personally, because they don't seem to give a darn about you or anybody else in the state. The only ones they seem to care about are themselves and their power. I mean, I'm just very tired of Democrats and all and their attitude. Nothing matters. The country doesn't matter. People don't matter. It's all about them and their power. And I wish people would finally wake up and stop voting for them. Things will be a lot better when they're not in power. That's just the way I feel about it.
Yeah, Mike, you know, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we did have a caller. Ellen was saying that she's actually switching parties. And I, you know, I do hope that that happens because I agree with you. Even those that are considered moderate, for them to go along with this progressive agenda, that says a lot about them.
They don't care about them, about anybody else. It's all about them and gaining their power and maintaining their power.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the way you are, you don't deserve power. We should never give a person like that power.
Yeah.
We should throw them all out.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it.
I agree with you, Mike. I think many people do. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Thank you. I also have, it looks like, I've got Tom in Owings Mills. Tom, you wanted to weigh in on illegal immigrants?
Yes, the reason there's so many MS-13 gang members from El Salvador is that El Salvador is currently the most law and order country in the world. And the reason for that is that back in the 70s, death squads roamed El Salvador, and it was a living hell. And I have a friend named Jeanette. And in the 70s, she was 11, her younger brother was 8. Her family was targeted by the death squads, and they had friends in California, and they had to make a mad dash to the airport in San Salvador and get out of the country. And they didn't know that they wouldn't be intercepted on the way and all four members of the family killed. They couldn't even tell an 11 and 8-year-old the risk that they were taking, and they told them that they were taking a vacation in Disneyland. So they managed to get in their van, they got to the airport, they got on a flight, they got to Los Angeles, and it wasn't until they got to the hotel in Los Angeles that they told their 11-year-old daughter, Jeanette, that they were not coming here for a vacation, that they were coming here to stay. And they couldn't even tell her until that moment the risk that she had taken, that they could have been killed at any moment on the way to the airport. Their flight could have been stopped. It was like something out of Casablanca.
Yeah, well, that is a scary situation. And unfortunately, a lot of issues with human trafficking and such is happening really under the radar. And Tom, I would agree with you on that one. All right, thank you, Tom. I appreciate you. I've also got Mark in Middle River. Mark, you wanted to weigh in on illegal immigration?
Yes, Kim. Good morning. I think what it's going to take, as far as the Maryland General Insane Asylum, to get crap straightened out, is have something happen to their family. Have one of their families killed by one of these gang members or something. Because otherwise, they're not going to listen. I mean, every day, you hear it every day.
Yeah.
But until it happens in your backyard, you're not going to pay attention to it.
Yep, and that's a problem.
I hate to say it happened.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, look, that's what's going to happen. The thing is, many of these people that are voting for this, like I said, they're so isolated. They don't see all of these issues at their, doorstep. They're not dealing with the open-air drug market, on the next corner from their house like I am on Middle River and Compass Road. They're not dealing with these things. So they could care less about it, right? They don't care. And I guess that's what another caller was pointing out. They just don't care. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Again, we're going to talk about the budget coming up next here in Annapolis. And that's the question of the day today, which I would love for you to go to WCBM.com and weigh in. Do you think the Maryland Dems will pass the $1.6 billion tax and fee increase package today? Just so you know where we stand currently, 89% of you say yes, they will pass it as is. And 11% of you say no, they will not pass it as is. And they're going to have to do something in regards. I don't know what the correct answer is here. Like I said, the Senate has until midnight, and I don't see where they seem to, budge on any of these issues. I was listening to some interviews with Senator Bill Ferguson over the weekend, and it seemed like he was, excited about passing it. He was excited about, he was basically like, look, it could have been worse, is basically what his response has been. What's interesting is whether or not Governor Wes Moore is going to do something about it. And it could pass, sure. But is Governor Wes Moore going to sign it? Right? Is he going to sign it, or is he going to tell them to get their butts back in the chair and figure it out? Now, I know a lot of people are saying we're most likely going to have a special session because of this, which I agree. I think the fees and the taxes are going to be so high and people are going to be hit over the head with it. I believe that they are going to have a special session, and I think they are going to have to come back in either June or July when they're going to see even more fees hit the bank. Coming up next, we're going to talk about those fees. Did you know they want to charge $5? Yes, a $5 tax on each new tire, as if tires aren't already expensive. Yeah, a lot of ridiculous fees coming your way here in the state of Maryland. We'll talk about all that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street sell-off rolls on this morning. The markets here and abroad fretting over the tariff situation, including China's retaliation for U.S. tariff hikes. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says after things calm down, Americans will see a positive impact from the president's tariff policies. Parts of the South and the Midwest have been reeling in the midst of violent storms. Severe flooding has killed at least 18 people, also widespread property damage. Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin has done it, breaking Wayne Gretzky's record, now pro hockey's all-time leading goal scorer. Career goal 895 scored in yesterday's loss to the Islanders. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 972 points, the Nasdaq trading 284 points lower. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Another defensive lapse cost the Orioles yesterday in a 4-1 loss at Kansas City.
And to center field, Mateo is out there today, and that ball sliced away from him and carried over his head, and here's Junior on his way to third, and he's in there with a one-out triple.
Call on 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Mateo's miscue opened the gates for a three-run first off Cade Povich, and the left-hander ended up allowing a career-high 13 hits in six innings pitched. Birds dropped their second series in a row. They're in Arizona tonight with Zach Eflin on the hill. Birds will miss Corbin Burns in this series, who took the loss yesterday against the Nats. Meanwhile, history was made on the ice yesterday on Long Island.
Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
What a moment. Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. For the record, Ovi's 895th career goal occurred on a Caps power play with 12:34 left in the second of an eventual 4-1 loss to the Islanders. Coming up in 30 minutes, Derek Queen is one and done. And that is Stein on Sports.
One cold front bringing us wet weather today. The showers off and on through the morning hours and then tapering off late this afternoon. Still plenty of clouds and the temperatures. It's a chilly day. 50 will be as warm as we get. Couple of showers this evening, mainly a dry night. Mid to upper 30s tonight. Sun's back tomorrow, sunny and breezy. Still cool, temperatures near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-855. The number 4 free LED. Call now, 855, the number 4 free LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, let's get to this budget conversation. Like I said before, we've talked about this plenty of times, right? I mean, it's going to be an expensive year here in the state of Maryland if you are a Maryland resident. Very expensive. Or even if you just have a business in Maryland. You don't even have to live here. It's going to be an expensive year. I did want to mention, because I did mention earlier about a Baltimore County restaurant that was going to be shutting their doors. Sunset Cove. Yes, if you've been to their Facebook page, Sunset Cove, which is in my neck of the woods, they are closing. And there are a lot of people talking about it, if you could imagine, because there are other places on the water that seem to be shuttering as well. And it's going to be an interesting season. You do have, remember, Crazy Tuna shut down last summer, towards the end of the summer. Now Sunset Cove. There are rumors that McFall's is trying to decide what to do. I don't know exactly what's going to happen there. I love McFall's. I love their food. I love their food. Ugh. But, you know, if you didn't follow me already on social media, you probably realize that I absolutely love boat season. That's that's my favorite season of the year. Boat season and also when you can play golf, okay? Basically, I am my age, all right? I like slow, steady things, okay? So it's going to be interesting because, again, Sunset Cove is you know, from what I understood, always to be a very popular restaurant. And so I actually commented on the post, and I was asking because the owner chimed in on the closing because some people were saying, wow, that was abrupt. There was no warning there, and he was kind of explaining why there was no warning. But I did ask, I said, hey, is there anything that can be done on this, right? Because I guess it had to do with the landlord and the lease and all these other things. And so I did notice even during the winter months that a lot of people don't frequent many of the outdoor bars that are very popular because obviously it's very cold outside. But I just would like to ask those that do live in the area, those that do frequent those outdoor restaurants, please continue to do so even when it's cold. Let's continue to support our small businesses, and let's continue to support those that have put their livelihoods into restaurants in the entire, I would say, state of Maryland. I know chain restaurants are a lot of fun, and, you know, they're doing well. And I'm not saying don't go to the chain restaurants, but, you know, definitely branch out there because the last thing you want is to see any more of these restaurants close. So Sunset Cove, we will say a prayer that they're able to get it together and figure it out. Like I said, the owner did chime in and say that there was an issue there with the lease. So I don't know what the specifics are, but we'll see if there's anything that can be done. But also, I got a text here from Christopher in Catonsville, and Christopher pointed out that Double T Diner on Route 40 there in Catonsville, that's not as busy as it once was as well. And look, I cut back on going out to eat because obviously inflation. Obviously, you know, a lot of things are, you know, much more expensive. And that's why it's important that we talk about this budget. Because the more taxes and fees that we pay, obviously, the less we're going to go out and eat and, you know, enjoy entertainment. Because you have to make those tough decisions. And so even though we're talking about fees, whether it's the vehicle excise tax or taxes on tires and things like that, that's going to affect all industries. Right. I'm going out to eat less because I'm spending more on, you know, whether it's gas, whether or not it's groceries that we'd like to have at the house, whether or not it's, you know, even the price of dog food has gone up tremendously. I don't know if you guys noticed that. And I got a 5-pound Yorkie poodle. She doesn't eat a whole lot, but I noticed the difference. So when all these things go up, of course, it affects all industries. And that's what really upsets me about this budget. Now, of course, Maryland Matters did a great write-up here. In case you haven't been to their website here lately, it's Budget Blueprint Immigration Loom on Final Day of Legislative Session. Lawmakers expect a busy day, but not particularly contentious one, as broad agreement has already been reached on big-ticket controversial items. And that's what we were saying before the break. It's like a slow train crash, a slow train derailment at this point. We know what's going to happen, right? We're just, at this point, we're just sitting back and watching it. It's sad to say, it's sad to see, but here we are. I do have some sound here from Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost, as she was talking about the taxes and the fees that are going to be passed here. Take a listen.
Lawmakers in Annapolis are entering the final days of the 2025 legislative session, and a budget agreement is within reach. Today, a joint House and Senate committee voted on a new version of the budget, which includes a $1.6 billion in taxes and fees. That bill will go back to the floor this weekend with a Monday deadline to get that budget passed. Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost has been tracking the budget's evolution all session. She has more on what's getting cut and what it means for your wallet.
After weeks of back and forth, a deal on the budget has been made, and it includes more than a $1.5 billion in tax revenue, including new taxes that will impact millions of Marylanders.
Clerk, read the first bill.
All session long, we've heard top lawmakers say tough decisions need to be made.
There's no fiscal impact. I move the amendment to an adoption of favorable committee report.
After the House and Senate passed different versions of the budget, a conference committee hammered out the differences. That means a 6.5% vehicle excise tax, up from the current 6%, an excise tax on car rentals, and a $5 per tire fee. The Republican amendment to direct that money to highways stripped out.
They decided it was going to go back to the Transportation Trust Fund, which at that point it gets mixed up with everything else.
After the meeting, Senate Budget and Taxation Chairman Guy Gazzoni taking questions. We asked about the 3% tech tax, which now excludes cybersecurity and quantum industries.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that this is one of the governor's biggest priorities of investment?
Well, certainly it matters that this is the governor's priority, but it's all of our priorities. Actually, interestingly enough, we've been working on quantum at the university for a number of years.
But do you feel like that if the governor is making it a priority, then it's not going to be taxed, but everybody else who falls under the umbrella will still face this tax?
That's a great point. Basically, we pick winners and losers in there. But what is that message to the rest of the state?
The comptroller's office will be responsible for dealing with the details of who exactly the tax applies to.
All right. This is bad news. I hate to bring the bad news. I don't hate it. Let's be honest. I don't hate it. But if you want to weigh in on this, of course, please call me. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. So, I don't think the Senate's going to budge. I think they're going to pass this as is, and that is, again, the question of the day. Go to WCBM.com. The poll question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think the Maryland Dems will pass the $1.6 billion tax and fee increase package? 90% of you say yes, 10% of you say no. They'll make some amendments. I personally don't think they're going to make amendments, personally. Now, could the amendments happen? Sure. That's why I want to talk to you about this. I wrote down some notes here. 6.5% vehicle excise tax. That's going to go up 5.5%, right? It's going to go up 0.5%. I looked at surrounding states because I thought, well, you are listening to people talking about, you know, registering their vehicles and talking about other things that they're doing to save money on that front. And you understand it. So I looked at the vehicle excise tax in Delaware. Do you know how much they're paying compared to what will be our 6.5% vehicle excise tax? In Delaware, you pay 4.25%. In Virginia, you pay 4.15%. And in West Virginia, believe it or not, they're also at 6%, as is Maryland. The only difference is they're not talking about adding a 0.5%. So we will even be higher than West Virginia when all this goes into place. So we will be the highest in this region. We will be the highest, okay? Now, they also mentioned the taxes on car rentals. Now, car rental, I don't know when's the last time you guys rented a car, but the prices, they fluctuate, but most of the time, it's still a bit ridiculous. It's, you know, it depends on what you need them for and how long you need them, right? But when you're adding in the taxes and the fees, that's where it gets ridiculous. Not necessarily the car rental itself, right? Well, there was a comment made on the Fox 45 website as I was looking into this report from Mackenzie Frost. And there was a comment, because I like to go through the comments. That's immediately what I do. I want to know what people are saying, what they're thinking, right? So a commenter said, when it comes to the car rentals in Maryland, think about it. Maryland isn't a destination for tourism, right? It's not a destination spot. So then you have to think about who's actually renting cars here in the state of Maryland. Who's renting the cars? I know you know. I'll give you a second. I'll wait. Those renting the cars are those that have their cars in the shop. Now, why do many people have their cars in the shop? Unfortunately, same reason why car insurance is increasing. We've got many break-ins. We've got many carjackings. Many car thefts. So those that are renting cars today in Maryland, I would believe, as this commenter pointed out, a high percentage of them are already dealing with the fact that they could have been carjacked at gunpoint. Right? Because sometimes there's occasions where they do get their cars back. There's other times where they don't get their car back. But while they don't have their car, they usually rent a car. So they're raising the taxes and fees on car rentals. Meanwhile, those that are waiting for their smashed windows to be fixed, those are the individuals that are renting the car. So they want them to pay more. Further from this commenter, and I didn't realize this, the insurance company didn't cover the taxes and fees from the state, from this commenter, as they were renting a car. They rented a car because they had to get some damage fixed on the car because their car was broken into. And so the insurance company, they thought, okay, they'll cover this rental, right? It was damaged, not my fault. I was parked outside my house, as always. My doors were locked. I didn't leave my car running. Somebody broke into it, smashing through the windows. Well, the insurance company says we can cover the car, but we're not going to cover the taxes. We're not going to cover what the state of Maryland wants from you. So again, who does this affect the most? Those that are already being affected. Those that are already feeling the consequences of poor policies allowing juveniles and others to carjack people at gunpoint with no consequences. That's going to be the people paying the car rental taxes and fees. It's sad, isn't it? Very sad. To move further on this, we're talking about the fees on tires. As you heard there from Mackenzie Frost in her report, they want to add a $5 tire fee in the state of Maryland. $5! As if tires aren't already expensive. Am I the only one that goes to some of the tire shops and get used tires? Am I the only one? I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. Tires, brand new tires cost a lot of money. They cost a ton of money. Well, guess what? The state of Maryland, our favorite Democrats there in the Maryland General Assembly, they want to add $5 to those tires to you, even though they're already ridiculous and incredibly expensive. So, of course, you know what I did? I decided to look at what other states are doing as far as fees on brand new tires, right? $5 here, that's a lot. Well, in Virginia, you know what the fee is on a brand new tire? $2. We're $3 higher. $2. West Virginia, because we were talking about the vehicle excise tax in West Virginia being the same, 6%, right, here in the state of Maryland. How much do you think that West Virginia has on their tires as far as taxes and fees on their tires? Brand new tires. $0. $0. So West Virginia isn't adding a fee to their tires. So if you were here in the state of Maryland and Harper's Ferry's right down the road, why wouldn't you just go buy tires in West Virginia? You would. You would. If you didn't feel like paying for the extras, say you wanted to take a little road trip anyways. I mean, why not? Why not? Especially if you're getting four tires, why not? See what their prices are. Of course, I went through to take a look. I was like, all right, West Virginia has no taxes on their tires. I wonder what other states have. Apparently in Alabama, a fee per new vehicle tire sold, $1. Alaska, $2.50. Arizona, $2. Arkansas, $3. California, look at California, $1.75. Colorado, 55 cents. Delaware, as we mentioned, $2. Excuse me. Florida, $1. Georgia, $1. Illinois, $2.50. Indiana, 25 cents. Kansas, 25 cents. Kentucky, $2. If you haven't noticed, only here in Maryland will you pay this $5 fee, which compared to other states, every other state, is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. That's how much in the hole that we are here in the state of Maryland. They can't seem to get themselves out. This is where we are right now. This is where we are. Got a couple of text messages here. Senator Boer says $5 is all the rage. A Mega Millions ticket is now $5. At least it's voluntary tax, not like the tire fee. Nope, you need tires. You need tires to get around. And God forbid you actually get a flat and have some huge screw in your tire because, of course, we've got construction up and down the highway everywhere you go, and it's been like that for years. I don't know what they're building on 695. I hope to see it in my lifetime. I hope to see it. I don't know what they're putting in over there. I have no idea. But this is where we are. If you want to weigh in, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. But this is just so unfortunate. Like I said, the insurance, to find out the not all insurance companies are covering some of the taxes on even just the rental cars. Insanity. Insanity. So who does this really hurt? Does it hurt the millionaire and the billionaires? No. It hurts those that are living check to check. And so while Governor Westmore says, oh, this is a big tax break for the middle class families or the lower middle class families, they're gonna see a big break. No, you're not. No, you're not. With all the things that they're discussing in Annapolis, you will be hurt the most. They just don't want you to know that. Let's discuss more when we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
A morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
There's an inclination, Sean, to say you're not moving it in a direction in the pure MAGA people want to move it.
President Trump was elected with 77 million votes. His agenda is what needs to be moved forward. His agenda is the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda. So if you're working at odds against the President of the United States, he's the one the people of this country elected. So if you're working against that, then what good are you?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, we're talking about the budget and the fact that it's signed and died. And, of course, that means that the senators in Annapolis have until midnight to do something about the budget. It looks like they've already decided $1.6 billion in new taxes and fees for all of us. Are we excited about that? Of course you are. Marty in the text line reminded me, because we were talking about the $5 being added to the tire fees here in Maryland. Marty said, don't forget the tire recycling fee went from $1 to $2 per tire. I forgot about that, Marty. It's going to cost you to recycle. It costs you to do the right thing. No good deed goes unpunished here in the state of Maryland. I've got Brad in Baltimore. Brad, you wanted to weigh in?
I did. I work in the appraisal field, and the municipalities decided that they have to charge us 20 cents a page to look at land records, which are now free. I did a survey of about 15 different states, including California. All of these are free. The only time we're charged is if we want an original certified document. We received a letter back from the State Archives, Matthew Andrews, who works for Elaine Bachman, and he basically said that they looked at the three jurisdictions in Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania for online records, and basically it's all publicly accessible and free. So Maryland has decided to do something even California will not do. I looked at the governor's budget where he's blown from $4.2 billion down to $700 million, and basically they've increased different programs. Board of Public Works got 100% over the two-year period. He's got the Office for Children, which started and had nothing. It's got $40 million in it. Department of Service and Civic Innovation, $29 million, and you can go on and on. He's also increased revenue for the year 4.6% on income from the taxpayers. So you have to kind of look at that and say what's true and what's not true.
Yeah.
So we're raising Kane about the 20 cents because we get it for free everywhere else, and we should. We're simply viewing it online. And the last thing to say is, they already have these systems in place because they can't send you a tax bill without having them.
Wow.
So there is no extra money that it costs them to maintain other than their own coffers to bill us.
Wow. Unbelievable. Brad, thank you so much for filling us in. So we're worse than California, is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah.
they're trying to make it worse than California. And the funny part is this guy wants to run for president. I think for the 20 cents he's going to charge us, that would kill any possibility. Besides running through the rainy day fund, thinking that you can beat him up, the tire cost, the 20 cents to look at a page online that's free.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he would be filleted on the national level. Brad, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you sharing all that knowledge with us. Yeah, you know what he said? Right now it's free, but they want to increase this 20 cents to just view it online. It reminds me of the bag tax. Right? Remember when paper bags were free? Now you're paying for them in Baltimore County and other jurisdictions. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Again, the question of the day, WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think the Maryland Dems will pass the $1.6 billion tax and fee increase package? 91% of you say yes. 9% of you say no. We'll continue to look at that throughout the day. Coming up next, I want to talk about voting by proxy. I have a huge problem with this, and a star Republican is pushing it through on Capitol Hill.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors.